There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
What TV or movie location would you like to visit in real life? 651-641-1071. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 1071, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Traynor.
Hi.
What movie or TV location do you want to visit in real life? 651-641-1071.
Why are we asking those?
So we were in Iowa over the weekend for a baseball tournament for my 14-year-old.
Awesome.
And we were, and he's going back again next weekend. I'm not going with. But my husband said to me, hey, you know what I was thinking? I was thinking I should bring Ollie to the Field of Dreams, which is also in Iowa. It's far from Des Moines, but which is where we were. Long story short, I'll just give you my whole weekend, you know, plans. No.
We're going to follow you.
But he was like, you know, I think I'd like to, he's never been. And there is a very kind of sweet spiritual thing about the idea of going to play catch with your dad at the Field of Dreams.
Yeah.
And so I thought, gosh, like, and I got a little choked up at the idea of it. And I've always wanted to go to Field of Dreams. I clearly will not be going on this trip. And I'm fine with that. Like, I think that's a great little pilgrimage for my husband and my son.
For sure.
But I would love to go there. And then I started to think of other places I'd like to visit that have been the subject of movies or TV
countless
shows.
Right?
And some of them are real and some of them are imaginary or like a set. But still, nevertheless, there's something magical about that idea of being in the space of a thing.
Well, sometimes
that you love.
You can, right? Like, you can go to the Field of Dreams.
Right. Right. Or, like, if you, I don't know, like, if you want to go, I'm sure there's movies that take place at the Eiffel Tower, and you might want to go there. 651-641-1071, or Tiffany's in New York. Maybe you want to have breakfast at Tiffany's.
Yeah.
Like, whatever it is, we're here for it. What's the movie or TV location that you want to visit in real life? 651-641-1071. I think we've got some calls coming in. I'll wait to see when Holly's ready. But Bradley, do you have one at the ready that you can think of?
Again, there is a list. Let's just work our way down the list. We'll start with the most obvious, Lord of the Rings. And yes, I can go there because Middle Earth actually exists.
It's a real thing.
And it's in New Zealand. It's going to be a while before we can get all the way to New Zealand. Mm-hmm. But someday I shall go and find myself inside a hobbit hole.
I can't wait for that experience. Please send pictures.
Oh, there will be copious photographic evidence.
Sure. 651-641-1071. Holly, who do we have on the line?
We'll start with Jack.
Hi, Jack.
Hi, Jack.
Jack, what movie or TV location would you like to visit in real life?
Well, I won't mention the young lady I'd like to be with, but I'd like to be, you know, 17, 18 years old again and go to the Blue Lagoon. Hello.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I hear you. Thank you for your call, Jack.
That's, you know, it's funny.
Best of luck to you.
Funny that Jack brought that movie up. I just saw an article of an interview with the gentleman from Blue Lagoon, and I forget his name now.
Yeah, I do too. Let me look him up.
But he just did this article about how he is looking for a lady that's highly sexual.
Ooh, would that be Christopher Atkins?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's also the father of the Atkins diet.
That's not true.
No, it's not.
That is not a truth.
It'd be kind of funny if it were.
Right.
But no, it was he and Brooke Shields, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. In the Blue Lagoon?
Yes.
It was a very scandalous movie in the day.
Also, I do remember...
Nudie parts.
I do remember being young and seeing that movie for the first time. And
you got tingly.
Well, I mean, because he was super hot.
Yeah.
That we were mop both... of white blonde hair.
It's not a good movie, though.
He's not. Well, no. Holly, I don't think it was filmed for its cinematic, you know.
Excellence.
Excellence. It was just a little, you know, Randy film on a beach.
Mm-hmm. Randy on a beach. Who else do we have on the line?
Patty's here.
Hi, Patty. Patty. Patty, what is the
TV? Is this Cookie Patty?
Hi, Patty.
What? Oh, hi.
What TV or movie location would you like to visit in real life?
Okay, in the 80s, there was a movie called Cousins with Ted Danson and Isabella Rossellini.
Mm-hmm.
And they were, I have to say, they were kind of having a little affair, but he was a motorcycle rider and took her on his motorcycle to this cabin alongside the most picturesque lake in the Pacific Northwest you've ever seen.
Oh, wow.
And I have always thought how wonderful it would be to be at that little cabin.
Oh, I love that.
Well, I feel like you could go there, right? Like, is it, does it exist, you know? Have you, like...
You know, it probably did exist, but I'd say at this point, you know, 30 yeah. years later, probably not.
Yeah. It'd be a little sad.
Yeah.
Just go back in your mind.
Yeah.
Thank you for your call, Patty. I can't say that I know what... I don't know that movie even.
I just Googled it and I have no clue. I've never seen that movie.
No, but I love that, like, she knew she could pinpoint exactly where she'd want to be. Who else do we have on the line, Holly?
We have Chris.
Hello, Chris. Chris, what TV or movie location would you like to visit in real life? Hi, Chris.
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, hi. I didn't know you were talking to me.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about the Field of Dreams.
Oh.
I was there.
Oh, tell me everything.
And yes, it was really cool. And I was there when I was probably about 15, now in my 50s, but it was really, really cool. It's something you should actually see if you could possibly get there.
Eventually, I will go. I think that this was just sort of like a moment that my husband thought, well, you know, we've got an opportunity, we've got some time, and right. it would be kind of a cool little stop off, but it is definitely on my list for sure.
Oh, I think your son would love it if he's seen the movie.
Oh,
And it just, I don't know if I liked it so much because I was so young.
Yeah.
But I can remember it like yesterday. It really, really... you know, affected me that much.
Oh, that's so cool.
Still in my memory, like, I can picture myself right there, you know?
Oh, I love that's it. Awesome. I got goosebumps. Thank you so much for your call, Chris. So the thing about Field of Dreams is that they really did make this location for the movie. So it really is just like a really well-kept ball field in the middle of a cornfield in Iowa.
Yeah.
And they've kept it up, and they've got a little museum and gift shop. They do house some... tournaments there, so kids get to play on the actual Field of Dreams field. It is super cool. And you know, when you're, I don't know, maybe I don't have the same feelings that I did when I was younger. I would have been so excited to be in a space where an actual movie had been made,
right? Of course.
And maybe I'm not as excited about that now as an adult, but as a kid, that would have been so cool. So,
for sure.
Yeah, I can see how it stuck with Chris. Should we take one more call?
Yeah, Gabe gets the last word.
All right. Hi, Gabe.
Hi, Gabe.
Gabe, what movie or TV location would you want to visit in real life? Hi, Gabe.
Oh, hi. I actually would love to go to, I don't know if anyone ever saw The Beach, there is an actual beach that it was filmed on, and I can't remember if it was in Thailand.
Oh, is this the movie with Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yeah.
Yes.
And that
so that, beautiful.
Yes.
That beach just, does exist. It's a real beach.
What's that?
I just said it is a real beach. I know I've seen it on like tourist videos before about I think it's in Thailand, and it's supposed to be like one of the most beautiful beaches of all time.
Yeah, it is. It sits on Maya Bay.
There you go.
Yep,
okay.
On an island in Thailand called Phi Le Island. And they usually get about 5,000 visitors a day to that beach.
Maybe not as secluded as the movie made it look.
But it is beautiful. Thank you for your call, Gabe. And good luck to you. I hope someday you get to that beach. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, Britney made a video. Britney Spears. And we got to get the Cobra Gang together. Something ain't right. Yeah. We'll talk about it after this on My Talk 107.1. Let's actually waste time talking about Britney Spears on the Colleen and Bradley show.
No,
My Talk 107.1. It is not a waste. You're right. My Talk 107.1 streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Well, hello.
And you know what we should do?
What should we do?
We should get the Cobra Gang together.
All right, let's.
Whenever there's trouble, we're there on the double. We're the Cobra Gang. If you've got the crime, we've got the time. We're the Cobra Gang.
What's going on?
What is going on?
We have to watch this video, and then I'm going to call on you, Colleen, to do some. What do we call this? What do we call it? Not lip reading. Other thing.
Brain reading? No. Body language expert?
Body language expert. Oh, okay. But so pay attention to the body language as we listen to the following words from Britney Spears a couple days ago.
All right.
All of your questions, and the first main question that you guys have been asking me is basically, when I'm in my living room, do I get dizzy when I'm spinning so much? Yes, I get extremely dizzy. But I'm a dancer, so as long as I have a focus point for my head, as I turn, as long as I keep finding that spot, usually in the end, it's not as bad. The second question that you guys have been asking me is basically, what does the red refrigerator mean on my Instagram? Honestly, I just thought it was cool. I thought it was vintage, it was red, and it was just really cool. Next question is, am I okay? I'm totally fine. I'm extremely happy. I have a beautiful home, beautiful children. I'm taking a break right now because I'm enjoying myself. I'm here to answer all of your questions.
Okay, so that's the video. And the part, it kind of cut out, but she said the other question, the third question was, are you okay? And that was her responding to it. She's like, I'm fine. I got a house. I got a car. I got kids. It's all good. Now, remember I said, so we listened to those words. Mm-hmm. Now, as the body language expert, Colleen, I want you to tell me what you, if anything, picked up from that video.
Okay, so the first thing that whenever she does a video like this where she's speaking directly to the camera or answering questions from her fans, the first thing I always notice is the way she's rocking back and forth.
Yeah.
And what's weird about that, you guys, is that this is a person who, when she's been at her best, I mean, she was a judge on a talent competition show. She has performed in front of millions of people. She has spoken on stage to live audiences without rocking back and forth. And it reminds you of when you were a kid and you had to stand up in front of the class and give, you know, and you were nervous and you'd start rocking back and forth. She does that the whole time she's talking. In the very beginning, she's also got her thumb looped in her shorts and is like pulling them, and they're already low slung, and she's like pulling it down even more. It's a very bizarre thing.
So you would say that she is it is clear that she is uncomfortable or she is nervous, or there is something that's distracting about the way she's moving on camera.
Yes.
And it's so weird. Also, can we just, so now thank you for the body language expert. Your check is in the mail.
She also grabs her boobs a couple times, which is odd, but that's fine.
Well, and if you watch it without the sound, I encourage you to do that on, at a different time. But
she also keeps looking off camera. Did you notice that?
Yes.
Okay, go on.
So in addition, not related to her body language, but back to the actual questions, do you find it odd that so a lot of the questions that you ask me are about spinning. So how many, can I ask a question?
Sure.
How many people do you think, first of all, where are they getting these questions from?
I don't know.
Like, in the comments? Have you seen a lot of comments about people, concerned for her spinning? Are you okay?
I'm just doing a real quick Anybody? Nope, I'm scrolling through. About I'm spinning? Not seeing any spinning questions.
Okay, so then, so that's that.
Spinny!
Oh my God, remember when we did that? Mm-hmm. Okay, so spinning is the first question. And then the next question is, a lot of people were asking about the red refrigerator.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
I don't know what she's talking about.
Oh, okay, I do. Do you want me to tell you?
Yes, what's the red refrigerator?
In her Instagram feed the other day... a couple weeks ago?
It was okay. March
3 weeks ago, yeah. Mm-hmm. She posted as part of her red project.
Yeah, which is the real question, but okay.
A vintage red refrigerator.
Okay.
And a lot of people ask the question, and this actually is true, but what does it mean? But, what's going on with the red? But, what's this refrigerator?
Okay, but so yes, that's a thing. Like, so I understand that, but please look at her feed. Yeah. Pick out anything.
Yeah. I mean, that...
People are asking, like, what the heck is any of this? Because there are photos of lions. Mm-hmm. There are photos of a flower.
A cat peeking out of a drawer.
She is wearing red gloves. What are the red gloves for?
A woman carrying a skeleton,
like,
baby.
My point is... I'm serious. The questions that she's asking... So the first two questions... Mm-hmm. You know, these are the important questions. First two questions. Mm-hmm. Question about spinning and a red refrigerator. Mm-hmm. And then we get to question three. So by the time you get to question three, mm-hmm. the assumption is now we're getting into stuff that people aren't maybe as concerned with.
Right.
But, oh, another thing you guys have asked about, am I okay? And I'm totally fine. And here's why. Goodbye.
Bury the lead.
Like, what? Like, I think maybe that's the question that people are leading with. Yep. Most people are like, are you okay? And all questions relate back to that. Like, none of the other questions are divorced entirely from the first question, mm-hmm. which in this case was the third, are you okay? And she also, do you know how, like, notice how she answers the question?
Yeah. I'm totally okay. I have a house. I have kids.
Also, can we talk about the kids?
Yeah.
She doesn't have her kids.
No. She gets to see them every once in a while.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying, I'm just saying.
Yeah, you, like, don't have
you
to
didn't
say.
Clear anything up here, honey.
No.
And I'm like, also, do you not enjoy or appreciate, enjoy is not, that's a, maybe they're not the right term, but do you not appreciate the, like super prepared, like, rattling off of the questions and answers as if she has been completely, like,
coached
and or prepped.
Well, she's looking off screen,
right?
Making sure that I'm reading this correctly,
yeah,
right?
Well,
and somebody with
dad.
A weapon that's probably threatening her.
Yes.
Sorry.
Well, let's hope not, but yeah.
I mean, but that's what it feels like.
Metaphorically, for sure.
Exactly.
Okay. Guys, it ain't good. It's not good. I ain't worried about the refrigerator.
Thank you. Or
is
the spinning.
It running?
Or the spinning.
Or is
for
it
that.
Spinning?
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
I'm not worried about the spinning either.
We've got celebrities behaving badly coming at you next on the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1. Celebrities behaving badly. We love to tell you about them on the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1. Streaming live.
Careful.
I just pulled my microphone off.
Everything Entertainment, Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer. And Bradley's, you know what, Bradley, why don't you go ahead and turn that microphone off while you try to fix it. But first, let's just say we're about to tell you about some celebrities behaving badly. We have a name for them, and that name is... D-Bags.
Presenting Lord and Lady Douchebag of the Day.
His microphone literally fell in his lap. So now he's busy, and let that be our reminder.
I'm just going to have to hold this. Okay. We're doing live on the spot reporting here.
Okay, well,
Bradley Trainer.
For those of us who still have our microphones hanging, let that be our reminder to tighten that screw. Okay.
Screw that tight.
Okay.
Oh, God, and now I have gunk all over my hands.
Oh, okay. Well, let's talk about this other thing, which let's is the D-bag. And
what's a D-bag? Or, I mean, D-bag!
It's a celebrity behaving badly. And this guy is named Christopher Stoney. I've never heard of him.
Who's Christopher Stoney?
But apparently, he is a fashion mogul and a rapper. He lives in New Jersey, and he got himself into some trouble over the weekend when he was launching free T-shirts at some promotional events. It's the way he was launching the T-shirts at the promotional events that got him in some trouble.
Okay, launching T-shirts. You mean like with a T-shirt thing?
Gun. Yeah, but here's the problem is he was doing this through the cities of New York City.
The cities of New York City.
I meant to say the streets of New York City.
The streets of New York City.
Through the streets of New York City in a green Humvee with a T-shirt gun mounted to the top that looked like a military type of experience. And he was driving down the streets and just shooting his
T-shirts
all over the place.
Like a big rocket launcher. Yeah, I don't know that I would drive through city streets with a rocket launcher.
Nope. It kind of looks like a bazooka.
It does. Mounted atop a green Humvee. It looks like a vehicle that you might see, you know, as my son would say, an army guy driving. Not a guy who's just giving you your free T-shirts.
That's maybe, that was asking for maybe, I don't know. I don't know that that's the best promotional opportunity to get your T-shirt in the hands of your audience.
I would agree.
We are talking about Christopher Stoney right now, so in a way it has worked, but perhaps...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. That
perhaps they knew what they were doing.
Even all attention is good attention.
I just, you know, I would just like to say this in 2021. Maybe we can all agree that all attention is not good attention.
Yeah.
Can we move?
My mother's been telling me that for 46 years.
Exactly. Thank you. Who's your D-bag?
My D-bag is Rebel Wilson and Hello Magazine.
Hello. Goodbye.
But mostly hello.
Okay.
So,
why for?
Because I saw this headline, Rebel Wilson debuts stunning hair transformation.
Oh, now, is it her year of hair?
It's her year of hairth.
I mean, did she just get a haircut?
Well, thank you. So when I saw this, I was like, well, I will bite, right? Because I am all here for Rebel Wilson
every
news.
Time.
You know, Rebel Wilson took a step back from social media, but now she's back with a bang.
Or bangs.
Get it? But I have two. Remember I said it's Rebel and Hello. Well, let's start with Hello. So Hello has just promised me a stunning hair transformation.
Oh, wonderful. Can't wait.
Now, I want you to click on it if you haven't already and scroll down to the photo. Where she is holding her phone with the lady who I think is her stylist.
Yep.
Can you tell me what you see there, ma'am?
It looks like a blonde trim. It looks like she got a trim.
Okay, is that a stunning?
It's not a big reveal. Let's
transformation.
Just put it that way. It's not really even a transformation. It's a trim. She got a trim. She got her hair trimmed.
Got her hair trimmed. And
she is stunning. I mean, she looks beautiful.
Oh, of course, but that's not. It didn't say a stunning Rebel Wilson. It said a stunning transformation. Now, a transformation to me that's stunning means it is a transformation that stuns, and things that stun. Why is this website behaving
so
rudely
badly
right now?
Maybe it's a D-bag.
I'm trying to get to this Instagram website so I can see this post.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Again, it's not stunning. There's nothing stunning about it. And also, elsewhere in this photo, it talks about how she, like, radically shortened her hair. I mean, she just gave it a trim.
Right? She just shaved off the ends a little bit.
Yeah. So remember I said, okay, Hello Magazine, I think I've made that case, right?
Right.
Now, let me go back to the Rebel Wilson part. Okay. Have you not figured it out yet?
I mean, I don't... What? No?
What did Rebel Wilson tell us?
Wait,
what? What?
The last we heard out of Rebel Wilson, and oh, I'm actually...
Yes, she was supposed to be taking a break because is doing a very, very hard role, you guys, and she needs to immerse herself in the role. I forgot.
So last we heard from Rebel Wilson, and this is why I was having technical difficulties, I was trying to find the post wherein she was like, hey guys, I gotta take a break because I'm doing some really serious acting. Mm-hmm. It's hard for me to do the thing with the thing. And then she went away, and then 5 minutes later, here she is showing off her stunning hair transformation. So what was the whole point of her taking time off of social media? That was literally five seconds.
But I'm sorry, is this of a theme? Because I wasn't here Friday, but I heard somebody else is back.
Oh,
look at you with the attitude.
Because I am like so tired of celebrities thinking we're stupid.
Well,
because we're not.
Can you please tell people what you're referring
Chrissy
to?
Chrissy Teigen is back
on
the Twitters.
Well, she showed back up on Friday. I was like, look, you guys, I...
And where's Alec Baldwin? Is he back yet?
Oh, I mean, of course.
I'm just saying, like, even you went guys, away, Alec
this
Baldwin.
This is... Stop doing this. Stop stealing.
Stop stealing our attention.
Yeah. Doing this, it is like Alec Baldwin. This is the celebrity equivalent of my children being like, I'm running away. No, you're not. Because who's going to make your dinner and how are you going to get your money?
To just tell you, just to remind you, I think I fixed my microphone,
good
by the way,
you
while you were talking about your frustrations in the world.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, I had so as I was reading this article, and by the way, I do want to take Hello Magazine to task twice because they talk about this being a stunning hair transformation. But when I first went to the article, it talked about it being a radically shortened hairstyle.
No.
And they have since changed that headline because this is no longer to be found anywhere in the article.
It's because somebody called him out on it.
Because they were like, oh yeah, that's a lie.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they're still lying because it's not a radical hair transformation or whatever dumb adjective they were trying, superlative, they were trying to put on it. But as I was reading it, I was like, wait a minute. She's not supposed to be here telling us things. She's supposed to be acting in London. Because now, listener, you're like, who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Look, we do.
We do.
Because we have a segment called Celebrities Behaving Badly.
Yes.
That's right.
And she lied to us to our face.
Yeah.
She's a lying liar that
she
lied.
She showed up to our face and said, my job is so important right now.
And oh my gosh. Didn't even step away.
And it was
for
like 5 minutes ago.
I am not kidding you. I literally want. Do we? Oh, I don't know if we can play it.
Oh,
I think
yeah.
we can. But, you okay, can I?
Stop stealing!
Let me just do my dramatic interpretation of her leaving Instagram because it was super like this but with an Australian accent.
Well, I couldn't find it. I was trying to find her post where she was talking about.
I have found it.
I don't think there are any swears in it. I might be wrong, but the very beginning, I mean, she just is like, I'm going to go, you guys, because I am
I love your is that supposed to be Australian?
Just deal with it. I'm going to go because I am working on a very, very important role. And this role is challenging me in many ways. And I need to just be really immersed in it. And then she's so important. You know? She has to go.
She has to go.
And then she left.
Rise
and I can't. I cannot. I am done with liars. Why is this making me so mad?
Well,
it's true. Well, I'm glad you figured it out because it was one of those things where I was reading it and I was like, wait a minute, something is not smelling right here because I shouldn't be reading about Rebel Wilson because she was supposedly allegedly gone.
And she was going to be gone for a few months.
Yeah.
Like, also,
But again. Also, can we tell you why? I mean, can you just do the math on why she came back?
Because she wasn't getting attention?
Well, I'm certain of that, like anyone. But
money.
But yes, because why?
Because Pooch Perfect and her SponCon. She has to come back. If she's going to get paid, she needs to be on social media.
Well, yeah, but remember the thing that we were like, I mean, she's showing up to do more SponCon, which is fine.
Right.
We don't got no truck with that. It's just that you told people one thing and then 5 seconds later when the opportunity presented itself. So it just makes you look like you're, I mean, again, mm-hmm. so obvious.
I would like to also add to the conversation that this isn't the first time that Rebel Wilson said that she was leaving social media and then she came back mm-hmm. because we missed last summer. Mm-hmm. How could we have missed that Rebel Wilson announced on July 1st, okay, I'm going off social media, like starting from now. Because she's working hard and she needed time to focus on her responsibilities.
So, again, you guys, I just want to say this. Like, if...
When you don't post, and then you post, there's no need... I will tell you, I'm trying to see when was the last... Use your words.
It's like this. It's like when you are leaving a party. This is what they're doing, is they're trying to leave the party by announcing that they're leaving the party to get everybody to tell them to stay at the party.
Yeah.
Right? It's...
No.
I've brought you all together. I'm not going to do it. I brought you all together because I'm leaving this party. And then, you know, Sue in the corner is like, oh, but we were having so much fun.
Why do you have to? Do you have to go?
No. And inside Sue's like, leave. I have to go because I got to get up early in the morning. No, don't go. Stay. Oh. Stay here. We want you to stay here.
You know what I do?
What?
I
just leave. That's what people should do.
And then people go, oh my God, what happened to you?
But see, that's the point, Bradley, is that if you actually want to leave, you just leave.
Yeah.
But what? If you are leaving and you want people to tell you to
But like, if a celebrity fishing, leaves a party without telling anyone, did it really happen?
I mean, I don't know.
If a celebrity doesn't tell you they're leaving social media, did it happen?
Exactly. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, I am sorry. There's another D-bag among us.
Ooh.
Yeah. And so we're going to do a little D-bag double down.
All right, let's do it.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show on My Talk 107.1. Thank you, Holly. This is the Colleen and Bradley show. My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom. Bradley Trainer.
Well, hello.
Well, how's it going?
You know.
We have a little more D-bag
okay.
to get to. Oh, it's a D-bag double down.
Eat her up.
Presenting Lord and Lady Douchebag of the Day.
Who else do we need to D-bag?
I'm going to say Lance Bass.
Oh, Lance. I haven't heard from Lance lately. Well, what's going on with Mr. Bass?
Stick a pin in that, right? Like, what you just said was you haven't heard from Lance Bass a lot lately.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I want you to really hold on to that while we talk about what he's talking about.
Right, holding tight.
Which is basically that he... It's talking about Colton Underwood, we learned last week has come out as gay, former bachelor slash autobiography writer slash, I mean, what? Colton Underwood, like attention getter, right? Lance Bass went on the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast.
What's that?
I don't know. I'll listen to it.
Okay.
Anyway, he wants to speak out on. Now, Bradley, you talked about Colton Underwood's coming out, right? Like people have opinions and thoughts.
Yeah, people got opinions,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Lance Bass.
It took me a few days, though, to be fair, because I, you know,
you had to collect all of your thoughts.
Yep.
On it,
I didn't want to just react.
Well, this is what Lance said. He said. The gay community is very diverse, but we can also be very fickle. So Colton Underwood is definitely going to get a lot of backlash from the community at first. Not the majority, but there is a small percentage of the community that's just going to not like the fact that he came out in this way and that he's monetizing the experience.
Mm.
They don't think he deserves this attention. And one of those reasons is, and this is what I experienced when I came out. When you first come out, most people have no clue about the LGBTQ community.
True.
And he said they don't know what the issues are because they've been separated from that on purpose. Anyway, he said, I don't think Colton is trying to lead the charge of trying to be the spokesperson for the LGBTQ community. That's, I just want to start there.
We don't have that.
Well, guess, I mean.
Also, we is just a fraught word.
Also, but, can we also talk about what Lance Bass was doing? What did Lance Bass just do?
Try to be a spokesperson for the community.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, it's hard, man. You got to be real careful.
I also just appreciate the lack of awareness that you are going to nitpick how somebody else is having their attention in this moment while you are having attention, talking about somebody else's attention in
yes,
the moment.
Right? Like, yes.
Not to be too meta, but that's sort of a Lance Bass thing. Lance Bass has a tendency to hop out of the bushes every time there's a moment that he can sort of seize in order to bring the attention around to Lance Bass.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's an extremely valid point.
And I'm not saying he doesn't get to have his thoughts or that it's not an important conversation to be having. I'm just saying there are all kinds of conversations that Lance Bass wasn't involved in until he saw an opportunity to be involved.
To have that conversation.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, look, we do this on a daily basis. I had comments, so I'm not going to tell Lance Bass that he can't have comments.
Yeah, but you have comments all day, every day.
That's true. What you do. That's true. That's very true.
That's the point I'm trying to make is that Lance Bass was, like, again, hiding in the bushes, and then something happened, and he was like, I'm still here.
Yeah.
It's like that gif of Kim Kardashian.
Yes, yeah.
Exactly. Where she creeps from behind the bushes.
Yep. Yeah.
He's like Lance Bass reporting for duty.
Well, and also the media is so lazy. Mm-hmm. And I would throw us in there because why not? Because most days we deserve it.
That's fine. We can be reflective.
That's true. But, you know, the media is going to focus on, like, what does Lance Bass think about this gay story? Mm. That's how they'll distill the thing, right? Like, there is a legitimate, that's why I had such a hard time, like, knowing, you know, like, when the story came out, like, do I have anything to say about it? Do I want to say anything about it? Is it necessary to say anything about it? And if so, like, what is the thing? And then, like, what is the thing? So, like, at a certain point, you can't overdo that because you'll just, like, I'll never have an opinion about anything.
Sure.
Right? And so then at a certain point, it's like, okay, well, here's what I feel. And it's not easy. It's not black and white. It's just, it's a complicated process. And so if I listen to what he's saying, I would think that he's got a point. Like, well, all he's really saying is the reason there are, because I'm sure, and now I'm taking it a little bit away from Lance Bass, but I'm sure when people who haven't thought much about what a story like this can mean would look at somebody criticizing Colton Underwood as problematic, right? Because, like, you don't want to be criticizing someone who's doing something that is also helpful,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's not as easy as that,
right?
Because things aren't like that, and it depends on where you sit and mm-hmm. where your ears are hearing things. Because there are people who are like, "Who does this person think he is?" Like showing up with a Netflix special mm-hmm. about to tell people a story that a lot of people haven't had the opportunity to tell, right? Mm-hmm. So there's, like, a privilege thing.
Sure.
Right? It is a complicated story.
Right.
And so the piece of Lance Bass that I would agree with is to say there are people who are rightly frustrated and think he's just trying to make money off of this experience.
For sure.
What's interesting, though, is I kind of feel like he would have some familiarity with that because I kind of feel like people probably brought some of those criticisms to him when he came out, right?
Lance Bass.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which, again,
and I'm not saying that's right or wrong. I'm just saying I can see where that would be. You know, again, that's why, like, it's hard. I sometimes just want to be like, I don't, no comment.
Right.
No comment.
But I think you make a good point, though, about when you have a comment, whenever you have a comment about anything, being thoughtful about how does my comment maybe help the story, or what is unique or different about my own perspective to the story, or does my voice, when I add my voice to this cacophony of voices, how am I using
it? Well, especially for someone like Lance Bass. Me, nobody cares. Honestly, it's a we have a small audience. And it's not
Thank
when
you to
I
the
say
four of you, by the way.
Not when I say nobody cares, I'm not saying I understand that that I have to be careful with what I say because mm-hmm. I think words matter and that's important. I'm not saying that's not important. But I'm saying his voice is such that he really does have to be very thoughtful because he will drive tabloid headlines
yes.
To a story.
Truth. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we need you to put three things in order. Donut, muffin, scone. 651-641-1071.
Science proves quality sleep is vital to your mental, emotional, and physical health. The Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses your movements and automatically adjusts to help keep you both effortlessly comfortable. And it's temperature balancing, so you stay cool. So you're at your best for yourself and those you care about most. Life-changing sleep, only from Sleep Number. It's our ultimate Sleep Number event. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition smart bed plus special financing, only for limited time. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.